I'm David Fair, and I'd like you to welcome you to this week's edition of Cinema Chat. My co-host for this segment is the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater, and fresh back from a week-long visit to the Sundance Film Festival. Good morning to you, Russ Collins.
Good morning. It was 2 weeks.
We ran this conference. I know your whole schedule is consumed with work, but best thing that happened to you at the Sundance Film Festival?
We had a conference that we ran with Sundance. It's called the Arthouse Convergence, and 500 folks came. And we had a really wonderful dialogue with John Fithian, who's the head of the National Association of Theater Owners. That was remarkable. And then also just kind of being in line through Sundance and seeing lots of folks that you know from all over the country was remarkable. The one event that really stood out was going to a screening that we specially arranged that I got to see of Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, which
it got the standing ovation.
It did. It got a 5-minute standing ovation. It's got Nick Offerman and Olivia Cooke and Molly Shannon and Connie Britton and Thomas Mann and R.J. Seidler. It is an outstanding film, and we're bringing it for one show only
tonight. That happens to be tonight, right.
At 7:30.
So change your plans if you have them. If you don't have any, you knew down.
Absolutely. Well, and this won the big awards at Sundance. It won the Grand Jury Prize, and it won the Audience Award, which is surprising that you actually win both of those awards. And it's a charming film, and you know, I think one of the critics said it best, that you know, when you hear about a film that's called Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, you kind of expect to go in crying to a certain degree, and that happens in a way that is rewarding emotionally from times. But the surprise is the laughter. There's a nearly constant stream of wise, insightful jokes, and it makes it real easy to cozy up to these characters. And Me and Earl and the Dying Girl is a movie for film geeks and anyone who's been to high school. It's about this high school, these two high school kids, and they've been friends since kindergarten, and starting in middle school, they start to make these mock films, these parodies, short parodies of classic films. Some of them are classic Hollywood films, some of them are classic art house films, and one of the kids, who's played by Thomas Mann, who was in Project X, you might know him, he's a young actor, really great. Everyone in the cast was really great. And his mother badges him to go visit this girl that's in his class that was recently diagnosed with leukemia. And so he, you know, reluctantly goes. And as you might expect, there's kind of a reluctance between them. Molly Shannon plays the mother, and she's kind of overly enthusiastic, obviously really dealing with a lot of stuff.
Right.
But anyway, this film is cleverly written. It's based on a novel by the same name. People have called it similar to The Fault in Our Stars, except that was a little more kind of a teenage film. And this is a film, I mean,
it's more of universal.
Well, and it's just smart. It's really smart. It's fun to watch. It's emotional. And we've got two folks coming with the film. One of them is Peter McPartland, who's a University of Michigan grad. He's the COO of Indian Paintbrush, which is the producer of the film. They have another little film that they made called The Grand Budapest Hotel. which may win the Academy Award for Best Picture. They've done a lot of Wes Anderson films, and anyway, he's a University of Michigan grad. He is right in the middle of the movie business out in L.A., and we're so glad that Peter McPartland is joining us. And Rebecca Green, who is the manager of the Sundance Institute Creative Producing Lab, and she actually has moved on from that position, still connected with Sundance, and has her own films that she produced. I'll See You in My Dreams and It Follows were both at Sundance, and they both will see distribution. Anyway, we're really looking forward to
starts
seeing,
at 7:30 tonight.
7:30 tonight.
One night only.
And again, I can't, you know, seriously, cancel your plans if you've got them and come to this. It will be released to theaters at some point in the future. It may be towards the end of the year. It may be in the summertime.
But you have one night now.
But we have one night now, and you can brag about this for months to come.
What are my other choices for the coming weekend, since that one will be gone?
Yeah, that's right. Well, Jupiter Ascending is is a sci-fi film, kind of an odd sci-fi film that the Wachowski siblings have put together. And actually, there was a secret screening of this at Sundance that Brian Hunter, one of my colleagues at the Michigan Theater, went to see. He wasn't too impressed with it. It can be kind of narratively confusing. But if you're a sci-fi fan, and you might want to go check it out.
It's Mila Kunis and Channing Tatum.
Yep,
right?
And they're two very compelling performers. The Seventh Son is about the sole remaining warrior of a mystical order in times past. The film features Jeff Bridges and Julianna Moore.
Well, say no more.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously,
and,
those
and
two.
And they're
that's
kind
it.
Of the
I'm
mentors,
in.
not the young hero that the movie's about. And then if you've got kids, you may want to go see SpongeBob the movie, Sponge Out of Water.
I still have nightmares about watching that show.
Yeah, it's in 3D, and there's probably some adult jokes that the kids won't get.
I'm sure there is.
And we're also very pleased to start on the 7th. Showing the best animated live action, the best animated films, the best live action films, and the best documentary shorts, all the short films from the Academy Awards that have been nominated. And the Academy Awards are coming up on February 22nd. So if you want a shot at winning your Oscar pool, you got to go to all of these. And people really like them. These films are all great. They're all short films. There's three separate programs of animated films. And those tend to be about 10 minutes each.
Right.
And they usually put 7 or 8 animated films together. So not only the nominated ones, but a few other excellent films. The live action are narrative films. They're story-based short
just
films.
Just very short, right.
And those run between 10 and 30 minutes, actually. And then the documentary shorts also run between 10 and about 40 minutes. But you can see all of these programs starting at the State Theater on the 7th, and you can go check those
out.
The one
I may be most interested in this week is 2 Days, 1 Night.
Yes, Marianne Cotillard, the French actress, plays a woman who left work because she has a really serious doubt or a bout of depression. And when she comes back to work after being away from work for a little while, the work that she does discovers that, they kind of got along okay with one person down. And so they're trying to decide if they should not have that position that she was filling. So the name of the title is 2 Days, 1 Night, because in 2 Days, 1 Night, she goes to her coworkers and says, might you be willing to give up your bonus and maybe part of your salary so that we can all continue to work? It's a fascinating piece. The review is this came out at the end of the in the United States. It came out at the end of the calendar year. It made almost every critic's best list, and her performance is very well done. And that opens on Friday at the Michigan Theater.
And the special screenings this week.
Yes, we have some Charlie Chaplin shorts that are going to be done
always
with live music accompaniment by our wonderful organist, Andy. And that's going to be Sunday at 1:30. And these are short Chaplin films from the time he was at Mutual. So I include The Immigrant, Floorwalker, The Rink, The Masquerader, some of the classic short films that Charlie Chaplin did. The midnight film at the State Theater is Purple Rain, the Prince film. And that's going to be Saturday at 11:59. And then on Sunday, there's a free screening. You need to get the advance tickets through Eventbrite. But it's a free screening at 7 o'clock of Glen Campbell, All Be Me. And this is a film, a documentary film that documents a concert tour that he did.
His last one, right?
His last one.
I mean, dementia was already setting.